Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Diving into it on a Friday, Red Friday. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. You've got a couple of friends in studio today.
Yeah,
you want to give them a shout
David
out?
And Mitchell are in studio today. David's the dad, Mitchell's the son. He goes to school with my daughter. California Trail shout out. Member of the 4 overtime championship team of California Trail. Look at him smiling Woo. About that. One of the greatest football games I've ever witnessed. California Trail beat an opponent in 4 overtimes to win the city championship.
That's a better game than we got in the college football playoffs.
It really was.
And they're kids too.
Yeah, it really was. It was the game that would never end, and the right team came out on top. So they're in studio today because Mitchell may want to do this as an adult sometime.
Run as far
right?
away as possible right now. Just get out.
Get and out. His dad's like, we'll be in at 5:30. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
That's dedication. Yeah.
And they were here at 5:30. So that's the first step, right?
Speaking of that, I remember I got my first job as a kid in a grocery store, and I went for my interview during a blizzard.
Oh, gosh.
And I showed up, and the general manager goes, what are you doing? I was like, I'm interviewing for the job. You got it, Lee. And I was like, sweet. I walked right out. My stepdad was like, what happened? I was like, he was impressed that we showed up. I got the job. He's like, see? Dedication. I'm like, whatever that means.
Yeah, 90% of life is showing up, right?
Yeah,
is what 60%, they say, right?
60% of the time it works.
Every time.
Thanks for listening note here, because Monday, I'm sure you were checking out.
So, oh, God, yes.
So I said that there was a way that Andy Reid could backdoor cover the coach of the year.
Yeah.
And that's if and only if Detroit wins and the Chiefs win.
Okay.
Because if Detroit wins, I think Kevin O'Connell doesn't get it because he will then lose the home field and it's so pivotal every week.
Right.
If Andy Reid goes 16-1, how can you not?
Well,
right?
I mean, yeah.
Especially in the last game of the year, you win with Carson Wentz and Carson Steele.
Right.
And now you are now here to give a sort of declare of why, one, Mahomes should be MVP, which is never going to happen again.
Right.
And two, hi, Andy Reid.
As Bobby Stroop said, good.
Yeah. Simple.
Yeah.
And then you've got also Andy Reid, Coach of the Year, which is just blasphemous that he's never won it except once, and it's been since, I think, 2007?
Was it that
I think that's when he won it the first time.
I thought it was 2000, but I could be wrong about that.
I want to say it was 07 with Philadelphia, so it's been almost 30 years, almost 20 years, right?
Yeah.
18
years,
officially
yeah.
now. So, the courtroom is yours, and you can either piss people off or get a lot of people happy.
Well, and this is going to be addressed to the people who are voting for this Coach of the Year, because you hold the truth in your hand. And as a lawyer in this, I want to issue my closing argument.
Great music.
For why Andy Reid should be Coach of the Year in the NFL. So let me address the ladies and gentlemen of the electorate. I believe there are, I don't know how many people vote on Coach of the Year, 50, 100 people maybe vote
on Coach.
I think it's people like who write for a living, right? Like, you know, the writers of the world, the pro football writers, they get the say in all this. And so as this NFL season comes to a close, ladies and gentlemen, let me get you set to cast your vote for Coach of the Year for Andy Reid. I'm sure many of you will be influenced by social media and the low-hanging fruit takes of the day. Do not allow social media or those low-hanging fruit takes sway your voting in this important award. Your vote needs to go to Andy Reid. It's the only logical choice for Coach of the Year, and it's the only sensible choice as well. Andy Reid is 15-1 and has an opportunity to go 16-1, and that final win would come over a desperate team, a team that needs to win to get into the playoffs, and a team that's facing Carson Wentz. But I digress. Andy Reid is 15-1. Did I mention that? 15-1! And he's played and beaten every AFC playoff team except Buffalo. And he's beaten the Chargers twice. Speaking of the Chargers, that guy's in the Coach of the Year running as well. Andy isn't dominating a weak division. He's won a division that will most likely have three of the seven AFC playoff teams. No one else is doing that. He's also winning as injuries pile up. Lost his top offseason receiver in the first preseason game. Lost his big-time running back in week two. Lost his number one wide receiver in week four. Had no one to play left tackle until December. And has had a revolving door cornerback opposite Trent McDuffie, who got screwed as well. Yet Andy Reid has still led this team to a 15-1 record. He's had his changes game plan during the season. He's had his changes game plan in-game. And he still finds ways to get the job done. When it's easy to get complacent after winning two straight titles, Andy Reid has managed to guide this team to impressive wins, comeback wins, and amazing wins, all while every opponent that plays the Chiefs plays them like it's their Super Bowl, and Andy still wins. The nerds will tell you that Dan Campbell has a great VORP and Kevin O'Connell has a wonderful hard hit rate, and man, Raheem Morris's teams weren't as bad as they should have been. None of that matters. Wins matter, and Andy has more of them this year than any other coach in the league, and won the AFC over God's team by two full games. There's no other choice. If you had a brain and you can think for yourself, Andy Reid is the call. If you like to follow the pack, then you will have regret for the rest of your life. It's pretty simple. Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird once said, "The one thing that doesn't abide by majority rule is a person's conscience. If you have a conscience, you vote for Andy Reid."
Yeah, the theories of Andy Reid is tough. The Coach of the Year theories just don't make sense. I mean, Kevin O'Connell for sure is your winner right now. He's minus 1,000 on DraftKings. Dan Campbell plus 550. Andy Reid plus 1,400. I think the bullet points that you get is do something that you're not expected to do, win your conference, and, you know, show dominance, right? Kevin O'Connell checks all those boxes. I don't know if Minnesota was supposed to be this good. He turned Sam Darnold around. You could have an argument that Sam Darnold's your MVP of the season.
Sure.
And they might have home field advantage against one of the toughest, if not the toughest, division in football. But then you take all those narratives and you put them towards Andy Reid. Were they supposed to go 15-1?
I did say 17-0. I was pretty damn close to that. I'll pat myself on the back
but
for that
But you've been
one.
Doing that for 3 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's fair.
Yeah.
But he's not supposed to go 16-1 or 15-1, whatever it may be.
Right.
Right?
Not with this team. This is the worst 15-1 team anybody's ever seen.
Minnesota had issues on their offensive line that they fixed for injury, so I'll give Kevin O'Connell that. But not as many as Detroit nor the Chiefs, mm-hmm. right? Andy Reid loses his left tackle, his wide receiver, his running back. He loses his secondary corner.
Every cornerback that's played on this team, right. Safeties.
For sure. So he's overcome that and still went 15-1 throughout the season so far.
And beat playoff teams.
Beat six playoff teams, went 6-1 against playoff teams, went undefeated at home, mm-hmm. and again goes 15-1. So again, what's the unexpected? Does Andy Reid moving forward only have to go, does he have to just go undefeated every single year? Because imagine they win a three-peat, they go 16, say they beat Denver on Sunday, 10.5-point underdogs, by the way. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. If they beat Denver with Carson Wentz at quarterback, there's no question.
And then they win a three-peat and they beat, you know, let's say they beat Detroit, let's say Minnesota doesn't make it. The writers are going to sit back and be like, you know what? We voted Kevin O'Connell as Coach of the Year, but here's a guy who's done something they've never done before. Get everybody's, you know, toughest game, which I guess you can't factor that into voting. But again,
but you
you're going to be okay saying at the end of the day that a guy who goes 15-2 or 16-1, whatever in the regular season, goes 3-0 in the playoffs, wins 18 games, has only been done two other times in the history of the NFL. Not the coach.
Not the Coach of the Year. No, not the. It's amazing to me to think that if Andy Reid would have beaten Buffalo, he probably still wouldn't be considered the Coach of the Year in the NFL, because people like to give the award to the flash in the pan. I'm not saying that Kevin O'Connell is a flash in the pan. I think he's going to be one of those good coaches in the NFL. But right now, he's a flash in the pan. Andy Reid just goes out there and takes care of business every which way, goes out there and dominates in every which way, find ways to win when things aren't working for him. And we're not considering him coach of the year?
How many, first round picks would you give for Kevin O'Connell?
I think if I'm like the Bears or the Jets or a team like the Giants, maybe that you need a big time reboot. I mean, Dick Vermeil got a second and a third. Herm got like a third and a fourth. I think Gruden got a first round pick back in the day. I would probably give up my next 3 first round draft picks for Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, that sounds fine. At least 2.
Yeah.
I mean, and for me to say that for a coach is a big deal because I don't think most of them suck.
You don't think any of these guys are good.
No, I really don't. They're not. It's proven out.
How many
really
picks did Al Pacino get from any given Sunday?
A lot.
Because then he took, took Jamie Foxx with him.
Right.
Kevin O'Connell gets traded, takes Sam Darnold with him.
Yeah. I mean? Like
go to San Francisco, take Sam Darnold with you.
If you're the Giants, the Jets,
well, they're going to go get Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy's going to the Bears now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's
yeah. So if you're like the Giants, the Jets, the Raiders, like you need a total reboot of your program, right? You need a total reboot
Titans.
Of your program. Yeah, they kind of stink too, but they're in year
Matt's
one.
Matt's got
with
inside
that guy.
Sources said they want that guy fired after year one. Callahan.
Sometimes
he doesn't work for the automaker.
That's right.
That's who he is, and that's who he doesn't care about.
He just yells at people in press conferences.
They
better sell auto parts.
They lost 8 or 9 games in a row last season. I was listening over while I was in Nashville over the holiday break on their Sunday game. Buck Rising said the most depressing.
Buck
organ-
Rising.
That's a great name.
Great.
That guy can help you with ED.
Yeah, he can. Great name. I was going to say, that guy's got a career after radio, man.
Do you need help
Ladies and gentlemen,
dysfunction?
On the center stage, yeah. Buck Rising.
Yeah, that's
the
great.
Guy's name is Buck Rising?
Buck Rising.
Is that a real name?
Absolutely. He's a great guy. He's covered the team for almost 10 years.
Buck Rising.
I see your Ocho Cinco and raise you a Buck Rising.
Buck Rising. What is the guy's real name?
That's a good question.
You don't know it?
Never asked.
You don't need to when a guy's name is Buck Rising.
What's your name? I'm Buck Rising.
I don't want to know.
Buck Rising, Attorney General.
I don't want to know what The Rock's real name is. People call him Dwayne Johnson. I'm like, who? I'm like, no, nah, it's The Rock.
Yeah. It's The Rock.
No, yeah, you don't want to know Buck Rising's real. Buck Rising is the guy's name?
He said it's the most depressing organization that he's been around in his 10 years. At the time. And had some depressing years.
And I'll follow this up with you, and no offense to Buck Rising. Nobody cares about the Tennessee Titans. They're not a brand. The Giants, the Jets, or New York, the Raiders, those are like historic NFL brands, right? So if you're one of those three teams that needs or the Bears even, you need a total reboot, I'm a big proponent of trading for a good head coach because there's not many of them. Mm. Your draft picks are more valuable if you have the right head coach than if you're going out there and you're just drafting some offensive lineman with the 17th pick or the 12th pick or the second pick. Like, to me, the Giants may have the second pick or the Raiders may have the first pick. In this year's draft, to me, that pick would be more valuable if you traded for Kyle Shanahan or if you traded for Kevin O'Connell. Now, I don't think the Vikings, obviously, are going to trade Kevin O'Connell. Kyle Shanahan is a name that could potentially be traded, and it feels like it's just the right time. I know they're saying all the right things in San Francisco. Nobody's going anywhere and all that nonsense, whatever. If the right offer's made, people will make the move and trade that coach or whatever. But I think now is the right time. If you're one of the Jets, the Giants, the Raiders, one of those franchises that's looking for a total reboot, I would absolutely be calling franchises and saying, what would it take to trade for your head coach?
I don't know why they don't see it more often.
Like I know.
Coaches getting traded.
Yeah, because here's the story with that, in my opinion anyway, the way that I view it. There's not a lot of good ones. And so if you're a franchise with one of the few good NFL head coaches out there, why do you want to trade them, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, never know. Maybe you get somebody in waiting.
Maybe.
Right? Like, let's say it's not going to happen. Let's say Detroit wanted to trade Dan Campbell.
Right.
They would just give old boy, office coordinator, the job because they know that he's the next in waiting and they could get 2 or 3 first-round picks for Dan.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it's like, all right, here you go. Now, that's just a hypothetical. That's never going to happen.
Right,
Dan
exactly,
Campbell's going to, live rent-free in Detroit the rest of his life.
Oh, Dan Campbell's never going to buy a cocktail, a meal, or anything until they go 4-12.
Well, he only drinks Americano black coffee. He drinks three ventis of them a day. All right, so go ahead, Lawyer Bob, and give us your Patrick Mahomes MVP because before you go,
yep.
I give the jury their things here.
Okay.
Josh Allen is -320. Lamar Jackson is +225. Joe Burrow +1,800 to win MVP. Josh Allen could lose this because Lamar Jackson has to play. Josh Allen's not playing.
Right.
Joe Burrow has to play. could jump both of them.
What if Lamar wins this game over the weekend and beats Joe Burrow?
Then we have a really interesting conversation on Monday.
Yeah.
A really interesting conversation besides the coaches that don't make Black Monday, right? Because that's when they all get fired.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then Patrick Mahomes is plus 4,000.
Plus 4,000.
And he's not playing, so it's over.
Yeah.
But go ahead and give your case.
But I'm going to say, because I still think Patrick Mahomes is the most valuable player.
And he's not a Pro Bowler, so you can't win that either.
I know he's not a Pro Bowler. I mean, I tell you what, that Bobby Stroop tweet yesterday just said, good. Sorry, rest of AFC world, you're going down once the playoffs begin. I know Mahomes isn't putting up the best numbers in the league this year. We can all recognize that. I know these numbers he's putting up aren't the numbers people expect Patrick Mahomes to put up. I mean, my God, when you go 50 and 5,000, that becomes the expectation. And I know the numbers he has on his stat sheet are bested by many other quarterbacks in the league. But Patrick Mahomes leads the league in one stat, the only stat that matters, and that's wins. In a year that was marred by losing three weapons, not having a left tackle, facing every AFC playoff team during the season, Mahomes still put up a year that is an MVP year. He's come up with the big play, the comeback, the game-clinching drive, two more wins than the next best team in the AFC, who's led by that person that everyone says is the MVP of the league, and Josh Allen. Public perception is forcing people to vote for Josh Allen over everyone else because many have said, quote, it's his time to win the award. It's not his time to win the award. It's no one's time to win any award. But in a league where that has a lot of good teams, its only great team is led by Patrick Mahomes. Say the MVP word out loud. MVP. What do the letters mean? It points to Patrick Mahomes 100 times out of 100. The most valuable player. He's the most valuable player on the best team in the league. If that doesn't scream MVP, I don't know what does. And be honest with yourself. If you're starting an NFL franchise and could pick any active player, you are taking Patrick Mahomes 100 times out of 100. No one with a right mind would take anyone else. In closing, a lot of stat nerds say that they can't handle the truth because Patrick Mahomes' numbers are not where they need to be. The truth is, all that matters in the NFL is the final score. Not how many yards you threw for or even how many touchdowns you scored. It's about winning games. No one in the NFL wins better than Patrick Mahomes.
You rest your case?
I rest my case.
Okay. So, unfortunately, this is a statistic award.
Which is stupid.
And, unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter, he threw for 50 and 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, he's got to continue to put up those numbers to win. How many did Kobe win? One? Right?
Yeah.
Kobe won one MVP.
Kobe had one MVP.
Lost two to Steve Nash.
Mm-hmm. Back to back.
And we all knew that Steve Nash was no Kobe Bryant. And Kobe was more valuable to his team than Steve Nash.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the Shaq effect, I think, was one of those things, too, where it's like, well, he had Shaquille.
He wasn't the best player on the championship.
And even when you had Pau Gasol, they were like, well.
I mean, Mahomes is winning with Nico Remigio.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mahomes should have won it last year. If you already know it was this year.
Mahomes is winning with Wanya Morris.
That's the thing. Like, he doesn't have a left tackle. Or he didn't until they had Tooney.
Until Tooney bounces outside. Like, I guess I know I'm Homer-ish, but when you actually look at reality, which is in sports, we don't do that anymore. We just react to social media. We react to stats. We react to the nerdization of sports instead of focusing on what truly matters. And for somewhere along the line, we have diminished winning in sports because of fantasy, because of over-unders, because of gambling, all this other stuff. We have diminished the only thing that matters.
I feel attacked.
And that is winning. That's all that matters in sports. And nobody wins better than Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And for the two of them to be on the outside looking in of these awards, I just think is absolutely. They're a 15-1 football team. That, what'd you say, 6-1 against the other AFC playoff teams?
Or 5-1, whatever it is. They have one loss to Buffalo, and they beat everybody else.
They beat the Chargers twice, and they beat. So, yeah 6-1. They played every
AFC. And if they win Sunday, it'd be 7-1.
7-1. With backups.
And you'd have gone 7-1 on the road, 8-0 at home.
That's right.
How you doing?
Burrow has a better chance for MVP with one win over a 500 team.
That's right.
That's correct.
And not even going to win if it's a division.
Right. Nope. See how you talk this out, and you start to go, oh, my God, people are stupid. Well, like, Joe Burrow is on a sub-500 team.
But to be fair, to quote your thing, the most valuable player, without Joe Burrow, this team doesn't have a chance.
They won nine games last year without Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and good counterpoint.
They won nine games.
Shut up.
Jake Browning.
Great counterpoint.
Like, I'm just
well
so
done
over
by
like,
you.
Oh, without this, like we saw it last year. They were pretty good.
They weren't bad.
They weren't bad. They were respectable.
No. But Joe Burrow, I mean, it's like, again, is it his time to win the award now because he's on a mid football team that has terrible uniforms, except those white ones are beautiful.
Those white ones
worst
are nice.
Fan base of all time. But like,
Philly's up there.
Philly's bad.
I've never had interactions with Philly fans like I did with Cincy fans. I mean, you're talking trash to my daughter in the crowd. Like, you got some issues.
Take your family and Chiefs gear to a Philly game. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, I'm not stupid, though. Like, I'm not stupid.
But if you're going to do that, take Buck Rising with you, and I bet you leave.
Yeah,
let Buck Rising and Big Dom square off on the field and see who wins that fight.
No, I'm not stupid. I'm not taking my family to an Eagles game in Chiefs gear. That's
like, would you rather go to, like, the Eagles game or back in the day go to Oakland and sit in the black hole?
Oakland, and I did do Oakland one time.
Oh,
that was
cool.
It was I always tell the story. I had a black polo on because I was working. I had a little red in the logo, and boy, the Oakland fans went after me for that. Like, little red, you could barely see it in the
shark
logo.
In the water, man. Like,
yeah,
blood in the water.
It was scary, man. Like, it was a wild scene.
Yeah. So I think, man, I think Lamar might win this MVP.
I know. I'm starting to lean that way more and more.
And you know what? If Patrick doesn't, you know, I'm a Lamar apologist.
Because Lamar is going to play more games than Allen. Because when Mahomes won it the second time, he won it because he played more games than Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, the dividing, you know, factor. If Lamar Jackson wins and they win their division and he goes out there and has a Lamar game, like, they just beat Houston 34-2 or 36-2.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Right? And then he goes out here and wins this week. Where they play? Cleveland. So, I mean,
well,
whatever.
They are playing Bailey Zappi. Let me tell you about Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, that was so funny. I almost wrecked my car when I saw that. Because all I heard was like,
Let me tell you about Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
So for those 40th starter.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Lamar goes out there, let's say hypothetically Lamar throws for 300, throws for 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, has, you know, 70 yards rushing, they're going to all of a sudden be like, okay, he won his division as well. That cancels out. He played more games, advantage Lamar. His numbers are better, advantage Lamar. He's been more valuable to his team, advantage Lamar.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's got a better. I mean, I guess you would say that Lamar's got definitely the better offensive support. Allen would have the better defensive support, if that's even a category for, you know, MVP. But I think if Lamar goes out there and balls against Cleveland, which he should, and they win their division, Lamar Jackson will surpass Josh Allen.
Well, and Josh, I'd be okay with that.
2 weeks ago, Josh Allen was -900 to win the MVP. 2 weeks later, he's -320. That's a significant drop.
That's
I know he's
drop,
still the favorite.
Yeah.
And they may take out the fact that they had already won their division, so he gets that. But again, I think Lamar Jackson balls. We're going to get a back-to-back MVP. And then all of a sudden, the Mahomes narrative of, well, we can't win it every year. Then what are we doing with Lamar Jackson? That'd be his third MVP, 2 in 2 years,
right,
with what to show for it.
Yeah, nothing.
So, again, I know Mahomes. I know the text I haven't opened yet. But I know that everybody says Mahomes is on potential to get his 4th Super Bowl, his 4th Super Bowl MVP, you know, whatever else, you know, 2-time MVP. The trophy room just keeps adding.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it'll look like Tiger Woods' trophy room. Which is just insane to think about because he's not even 30 years old yet. But
who will have more trophies, Tiger majors or Patrick Mahomes Super Bowls?
Majors. He has 14.
Well, hey, you never know.
Hey, I mean, come on, man. We're on pace.
Why he's got to win a Super Bowl the rest of his career.
You going to tell him no?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I already have the theory that if they win a three-peat, I'm done with football.
You're just done?
You'll never top it.
Yeah, you'll never
My
top
friend
it,
called
yeah.
Kat, but I was like, what do you do then? Like, what's next? Like, if you win your fantasy league 3 years in a row, be like, guys, I'm going elsewhere.
Right.
I got to find more competition. Chiefs won 3 in a row. What is there to top that? 4?
Yeah.
Then what, 5?
Then 5,
then
yeah.
Then you're just...
But see, that's the thing. Like, with this team, they would wake up the morning after the Super Bowl and go, all right, let's get back to work and win 4. Nobody's done that. That's the sick mindset of them. That's why you don't bet against the Kansas City Chiefs in any football game because they're ready to go. And that's the other thing that's impressive about Andy Reid. How many teams over the years have we seen make the Super Bowl and go 8-8 or worse the following season, fall flat on their face,
San
not
Fran's
make it
doing
back?
It this year.
Philly did it last year.
Yeah.
I mean, especially losing teams. Losing teams usually don't recover and make it back. Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. They've now looked like they're going to go to 3 straight Super Bowls, right? Like, what they're doing year to year is even more impressive than what Kevin O'Connell's doing. To keep these guys engaged from year to year to year with a third of your roster turning over every single year and to continue to get better, to continue to stay engaged, to continue to win games, to go 50. 50-
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Eden won, and Andy Reid's an afterthought. It's unbelievable. It's stupid is really what it is.